بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Regarding the sublime etiquettes, conduct, manners of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Imam Ghazali رحمه الله establishes a chapter, Keeping Names for Items of Use. It was the habit of Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that he would specify names for his animals, his weapons, for household items. The name of his flag was Iqab. The sword which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use was called Dhul Fiqar. There was another sword which was called Makhdam. A third was called Rasub. Another was Qadib. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel was called Qaswa. His mule was called Duldul. His donkey was called Ya'fur. The goat from which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would drink milk was called Aina. With regards to the water jug of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Ghazali rahimullah writes, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a lota, meaning a water jug which was made of clay, from which he would make wuzu and from which the others would drink. People would send their small children. When they would come, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not stop them. These children would also drink water from the lota, and they would rub their faces with the water from that lota, so that they could attain the barakah and blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ghazali rahimullah then brings a chapter that when having power, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's method and his manner, how he would forgive and overlook, the kindness he would show, although he had the full ability to carry out any punishment which he wanted. He says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most forbearant. Despite having power, he used to love to forgive. Once a few necklaces of gold and silver were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He distributed this amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. A village dweller stood up and said, O Muhammad, if Allah had given you the command to be just and fair, what he meant is, which I assume that Allah definitely did give you this command. He says, then I have not seen that you have acted justly. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kindly said to him, that if I am not just, then after me, who will ever be there who will show justice to the people? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after a while, looked for this person. He said to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, where he is, bring him back to me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intention to have him brought back was that he was going to take him, sit with him, make him happy, and remove his doubts. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates something similar. He says it was during the battle of Khaybar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed the booty wealth in the clothes of Bilal radiallahu an, so that they could distribute it later. One person thinking that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving all the wealth to Bilal radiallahu an said, O Allah's Nabi, be fair. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, if I am not fair, then who will be there who will be fair to the people? If I am not just, then indeed I will be deprived, I will be destroyed. Umar radiallahu an asked Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this person seems to be a hypocrite. Can I remove his neck? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah protect us from this. Otherwise people will start saying that Muhammad has killed his own companion. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that once a Jewish woman brought a piece of goat meat which was mixed with poison to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed of the reality. A small amount he did eat. This poison was going to affect him till the end of his life, but it was not so much that was going to harm him immediately. The woman was brought in front. He asked her, why did you do it? She openly said, I intended to kill you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, Allah will never give you power to do this. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, should we not kill her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam prevented them. Imam Ghazali rahimullah then ends this chapter. He says, once Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam distributed some wealth amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. From the mouth of one Ansari Sahabi, the following words were uttered. This is such distribution in which the pleasure of Allah is not intended. Meaning this is an unfair distribution. These words reached the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His face became red. And he said, in order to console his own heart, he said, may Allah have mercy on my brother Musa, meaning Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He was given much more difficulties by his people, but he was also patient. But then look at this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to his companions, no one should convey to me any statement of any sahabi by which I will get angry or sad, because I desire that when I come out amongst you people, I wish to have a clear heart, meaning there must not be any anger or grief in my heart for anyone on account of a sentence or an action that someone had done. He brings the end to the chapter with this advice of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which for all of us is a very unique advice. It has become the habit of many of us today that if someone makes an error, if someone says something that is not correct, and because we are so fast today at spreading through the means of the media we have at our disposal, but to remember this advice of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that even if a wrong sentence has been said, to make an effort to cover it, to conceal it, to not let it go further, but to be the opposite and to spread it. Where one is the person himself who made the error will feel bad. One is so many others will become angry and upset. May Almighty Allah grant us hearts which are very big, that when we have the ability to take people to task, that's the time when we learn to forgive and forget. We learn to overlook and to show love. It is what this love, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, were brought close to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They learned this love and took it in every land they went. It was because of this love and mercy they would show that others took Islam from them happily. It was not forced on anyone. It was through this love and compassion that Islam reached all of us. If today we get this love and compassion for the people under us, the people who we have power over, when they make mistakes, when they do errors, and at times when they do something purposely also. But if we can have this ability to overlook, to forgive, to forget. Ulama have mentioned, indeed sabr is very, very bitter. But the fruits of sabr are the most sweet. May Almighty Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.